Welcome to Mind Body Soul Radio, broadcasting from New York City with Mind Body Soul Yoga Studio founder and mystic mama, Alyssa Snow. Awakening, healing, yoga. We're getting real and we're getting gritty because, as they say, no mud, no lotus. And now your host, Alyssa Snow.
Hey everybody, it's Alyssa with Mind Body Soul Radio. We'll begin together just with a quick devotion and prayer. Close your eyes wherever you are. Take a deep breath in. And complete breath out. I honor the Father, the intellect, the healthy problem-solving psychological mind. I honor my Father, all fathers before him and all fathers now. I honor those qualities within him and me and all. I honor the mother, the nurturing, unconditional love of a full heart. I honor my mother, all mothers before her and all mothers now. I honor those qualities within her and me and all. I honor the teacher and the carriers of knowledge that become wisdom. Teachers that come in all forms and all situations, I honor them. I honor the teacher and the wisdom within me and all around me. Life is a teacher and I'm its student. I honor God and the loving energy of intentional creation. I honor creation in its natural time. I honor the creation of myself and life all around me. I honor creation as an expression of love. I invite God and the Holy Spirit, my angels and guides and spirit animals from all dimensions, from all realms, to join me in this communication today, to join you as you receive, to join us all as we navigate our days. May our hearts and minds be healed of fear. May our minds and our hearts be infused with the light of our soul so we may know to surrender and not control. So it's been a little while since I have recorded a podcast, and there are some reasons for that. I think the biggest reason that I have is that I've been physically unwell. And I'm just now starting to get my groove back, if you will. But in August, I was on the very first day of my vacation. I take 2 weeks of vacation off every year, the last 2 weeks of August. And on August 17th, 2018, day one of Alyssa's vacation, I was diagnosed with pneumonia. And that was a drag. And so, I had pneumonia and I was pretty sick in August coming into September. The girls went back to school in early September. I was feeling better. I had finished my antibiotics and then started teacher training. Still not 100% feeling back, but I was functioning. And then I got sick again and I was diagnosed with bronchitis, right? You know, there's like I had like a 2 week free period before I went back on antibiotics. And this bronchitis thing, man, that hung around for like 3 or 4 weeks. And so August, September, and part of October, I like, looking back now, I'm looking at this as my personal case study of resistance. Because, well, I'd like to say that I handled being sick with grace and surrender, acceptance, but I don't think that's true, not one tiny bit. I was cranky. I was irritable. I was mad about being sick and having to rest or not having the energy to do the things that I normally wanted to do. And I was stuck in my mind about that with the story of, why am I still sick? Why am I still sick? Why am I still sick? And I stayed there, honestly, the whole time. I'd like to say I was all evolved about it, but I have to tell you, y'all, I was not. It hit me hard and by surprise. And in hindsight, I have some lesson learned that I want to share with you because I think that it's useful. You know, I spent a good deal of 2018 really working on surrender into whatever happens. And the story that was presented to me a good deal of the time was finances, right? The story of finances, the story of money, surrendering into the reality of volatile cash flow for the business. I didn't pay myself at all a good deal of 2018. To keep the business stable, surrendering into that, you know, surrendering into the discomfort of financial insecurity was, you know, some effort. But, you know, ultimately that sort of turned around. And it was really interesting because the story itself turned around in July. If you're following the podcast on the story of money and the teacher that is money in July, we had a bunch of people sign up for teacher training and we had a wonderful promotion at the studio. And so in 1 month, really, the cash flow story of the business changed and turned around. And all of a sudden, oh, I didn't have to monitor that so closely. I didn't have to... I could pay myself again and things were more spacious. And it was almost as if this big stress in my life just eradicated. And I was like, you know, woohoo. And so what happens sometimes when we're really deeply on the spiritual path and we're learning a lesson and we're really being asked to internalize a spiritual concept such as surrender, such as complete release of control. You know, my next lesson was to learn how to surrender and release control through the lesson of health. And I remember in January or so, my husband and I went to see Eckhart Tolle, and he said, you know, and I talked about this in the first podcast when he said, you know, happiness, you know, is not your birthright. It's not, you know, it's not guaranteed. And hey, you know, things may be going well for you health-wise. You may be feeling really good and then, you know, maybe suffering financially or, you know, okay, then financially things iron out and then your relationships may suffer and, okay, your relationships are fine and then, you know, it's something may be going on with your health. And so there's always something in life that's meant to shake us up and wake us up. And that's what happened to me. Only I wasn't waking up in the middle of it. I was resisting it in my mind. That's not to say I kept pushing through. Actually, I did. I'd work a couple of days and have to rest. I'd work a couple of days and then have to rest. It was like this little ping pong ball. If I had actually stayed in bed for 5 days straight and surrendered into it, I likely would have made the whole thing last. Been shorter, but I didn't actually. And so in fact, what I resisted, my sickness, my not feeling well, persisted for longer than perhaps it would have otherwise. And as I started feeling better, I had, you know, some sessions with my spiritual teacher who pointed out to me that I was in resistance. And she said, you need to take like 4 days off in bed, cancel everything and rest. And when she said that, I immediately thought, well, how the hell am I going to do that? I've got two little kids. Who's going to drive them to school? Who's going to pick them up? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? Because in my mind, well, I was the only person that was going to do all these things. Is that real? Was that real? No, because I could have, and ultimately did, ask for help. What a novel concept that is, right? But I, you know, I'm a good student. And so when my spiritual teacher said, stay in bed, literally, not just metaphorically, I did. And I really laid there and gave some serious consideration to resistance and how... Isn't it fascinating? I spent most of the first 6 months of 2008 trying not to resist the financial situation that I was experiencing and working so earnestly on acceptance and prayer and surrender. And then when that itself turned around, when I finally was able to, you know, get into the rhythm of that, another opportunity for learning surrender showed up. And I didn't see it because I was in the middle of it. And so I welcome you to consider this story for yourself right now, because I'm, you know, in the studio, I'm seeing lots of sniffles and lots of bronchitis diagnoses, and tis the season, right? So how are you caring for yourself? Don't do what I did. You know, if I can offer you anything, it's surrender into it. Surrender into what the body is asking for. And so what I can say from my experience is that after, for being sick for so long, my yoga practice was, you know, non-existent because I didn't have the energy for it. I mean, I stretched and stuff, but I couldn't stop coughing. I couldn't breathe, not really. And so that made meditation and pranayama, my cardinal practices, difficult for me. But after that started clearing up, you know, I was starved for my practice. And it was like this cool drink of water on a hot day. And I found myself to be so much more connected to my body and aware of what my body needs, because I had been resisting what my body had needed, which was just simple rest. And so often we don't realize it because we're in this pattern. And for me, in this particular story, my pattern was doing, or I'm the only person that can do certain things. Not true, but that was my belief. And so I kept going. And so I invite you to explore resistance and where in your life you resist. So what does that look like? Well, when certain things happen, do we bitch and moan about it in our mind? Do we think about how much we hate it or how much we wish it weren't so? What sort of contra mantra do you have in your mind about certain situations? You know, a really good example I think that we're all collectively experiencing is the political climate and the social climate of our world right now. And the stress and the resistance to what is. And we read media, or we get on social media and we read headlines that upset us because they're upsetting. And we respond in a state of anger or resistance or fear, all sorts of different colors along that spectrum, because we don't want to feel like we're going to accept it, because there are things that feel wrong. But yet, if we subscribe to the belief that what we resist persists, then we're going to keep this going, right? Keep this fighting happening. So what's an alternative for us in that climate, if we use this sort of world landscape that's in our awareness all the time? How do we use that as a teacher or a wake-up call, if you will? Well, for me, I've become very careful about the news that I read, because you can't unread certain headlines. I've learned this. And so I've become very careful about when I go on social media. And essentially, in the same way that I have become more careful about what I eat and what I drink, knowing the repercussions in terms of my energy or how I feel in my body afterwards, I've become more conscious about what I consume psychologically. And so being able to monitor what comes in is the first step. And the second step is we have to find that balance between being informed and being consumed. So can we be informed about what's going on in our world so we can take inspired action when necessary? And by the way, having arguments with people on Facebook is not inspired action. This you know, I'm just reminding you. Because even I'm tempted sometimes to shoot back at someone for some silly thing I think they said. Instead, I have to turn it off. Go find some silence. But how can you look at within you, within me, within us, how can we look at judgment that shows up? Impatience that shows up? Fear that shows up? These are all qualities of an inner landscape that's agitated. Then when we're agitated, we don't feel good. And we don't behave in the best way possible. Whether that's inwardly to ourselves and how we treat ourselves, what we eat, what we drink, what we consume, and how we behave with others. And so lately, I've been feeling this need and desire to consume comfort, right? Whether it's carbs or sugar or wine or, you know, curling up with TV and science fiction, because I totally dig that. And escaping, really. And there's been an interesting dip in attendance at the yoga studio, and I'm feeling that that's happening to a lot of people. It's just hard to leave, right? You just want to, who wants to go inside and deal with all that stuff, meaning inside our inner world? It's much easier just to distract, in some ways temporarily comforting. But let's look at the big picture here, because we're still resisting. And can we come to our yoga mats or our meditation cushions or wherever brings you peace and just accept that the world is in chaos right now? And that doesn't mean that we need to be individually. What that means is we actually, as light workers and healers in the world, and as ones that are awakening, we need to double down on our practice. We need to get to our yoga mat and feel our body in space and feel our breath and feel our essence, then be as present as possible. We need to get to our meditation cushions and concentrate and cultivate that skill of concentration so we can be in deeper sense of peace. Because then we'll be able to handle the world around us with grace, with resilience, with a sense of acceptance. But acceptance doesn't have to be, oh, okay, this is the way it is, and I'll just, you know, not do anything to change it. Acceptance means that in this moment, we accept the way things are. I also accept that I have the power to change some things. And when I'm silent and when I'm spacious, I will be able to hear my intuition tell me when is the right time to act. What is the right thing to do? What is my individual contribution to the world? You see, when we're in a state of resistance, all we're focusing on is what we don't like. Whether that's a money situation, a health situation, a political situation, it doesn't matter. A state of resistance is when all of our attention is focused on what we don't want. Because that's all we see. So it's like switching the light, turning it on. And instead of seeing what we don't want, we just see what is, without attachment, without a label of good or bad. We just settle into it. That takes some practice, I admit. and it's not always going to be easy any particular day, depending upon how closely your storyline and your life stream is attached to certain headlines. Because there's some scary shit out there. Agreed. But remember, this is really important to remember, and I'm wanting to remind you of this today from my heart. When we are able to cultivate peace within us, true peace, we're literally affecting our surroundings with that peace. Peace within us will equate to peace in our surroundings. And the more we can individually do this, the more the collective will start to shift. And it takes practice. And it takes dedication. And it takes a really strong intention. And so I welcome you to come back to your practice. If you've fallen off, or if you haven't yet begun it, begin now. Just go inside. Go inside your heart and feel yourself. Feel your goodness, your sweetness, the love within you. And focus on that. Cultivate that. And somehow, it'll all be okay. And I offer you a prayer that I've been saying every day, many, many times a day. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings be free from suffering. All beings, whether big or small, near or far, seen or unseen. Everybody, everywhere. So I leave that prayer with you. It's not mine, it's a metta. It's out there in the world, but I'm here to remind you that it's powerful. So use it. Until next time, Satnam, Namaste, peace out.